Welcome to Clan Chat. I'm delighted to say it's the first one in a new series as we bring to you the new signings for Glasgow Clan for 2021-22. I'm Craig Anderson, and joining me on this particular edition is our first signing announced earlier as Shane Starrett, the new goalie, and later on we'll hear from the head coach, Malcolm Cameron, about his first man for the new season. Catch up with Malcolm later, but first, here's Shane. Shane Starrett, welcome to the Glasgow Clan. First of all, how exciting an opportunity is it to be coming to the club?
Yeah, it's very exciting. I started looking overseas for a place to go, and Malcolm Cameron gave me a call, and I told him, you know, it sounds intriguing over there. I've never been to Scotland or the UK in general. You know, the only spots in Europe I've been are Germany and Sweden, and it just sounds like a real exciting opportunity, and everyone I've spoken to has spoken highly of the city of Glasgow and Scotland itself.
So what have you learned in terms of your research about the club and anything about what to expect when you come here?
I've spoken with my agent that works over there about it, and he said, you know, it's a good league. It's not going to be an area where, you know, you can't progress yourself and better yourself and go there and play games and have a good time. It's a good league over there. It sounds like it's a good team. I don't know much about, you know, the teams in the league over there, but from everything I've heard from people, it's a good spot to be at, and it's an exciting spot to be at as well.
Now, you're a netminder, of course. That's a very important position. I think that goes without saying. What areas of the game do you feel you pride yourself on?
A lot of it is my athleticism. I'm a 6'5" goalie, so it's pretty big goalie right there. So that's one of the things that sticks out first and foremost when you first see me is just my size in itself and my ability to be able to move even with all that size and be able to reach across the net as fast as I can, be able to move well is something that I think is a big aspect of me.
Now, I want to ask about your previous experience, and this came up when I was looking at your Elite Prospects page. The Air Force Academy you were at, you played in the NCAA. Straight away, I got some Top Gun vibes about that. I've got to ask, how did you end up there? Tell us about that part of your life.
So I ended up there, and it was kind of the perfect storm for both of us. I was originally committed to Boston University, and when that commitment fell through and I lost to that, I was late kind of in the process trying to find a school, and I had a couple months to find a school, and Air Force had found out that their goalie was leaving. So they contacted me, and I was looking for a college. They were looking for a goalie in a short time span to fill that spot. And it kind of just worked out well, and kind of expedited the admission process to get me in there, and I ended up there. But yeah, a lot of people are intrigued by that and asking a lot of questions, and they find out that I've gone to Air Force.
And what did you do at the Air Force other than playing goal for them, of course?
So when you get there, you immediately go into basic training. That's kind of, you know, the boot camp you see. So yes, I was crawling under barbed wire at certain points and stuff, but a lot of it's learning how to march, learning how to take orders, and just being, you know, perfect unison with everyone and being the perfect uniform and everything. You're making your bed every morning. You're doing all the push-ups, all the sit-ups. You're doing all that stuff that you see, you know, where you mess up and the drop and give me 10. That was pretty much it. Whenever you'd mess up, straight down to the push-ups. And, you know, that was my first 40 days at the Air Force Academy, that experience. And then once the school year starts, it kind of becomes more of like a normal school, where, you know, you're taking your classes, and they do a lot of the military training either on weekends or mostly in the summer, though.
And is it as close to feeling like Tom Cruise as you could possibly get without actually being the man himself?
Yeah, I'd say so. There's actually a few of my friends are in pilot training right now, a few of my former teammates, and, you know, they're on pace to be, you know, Tom Cruise Top Gun flying those fighter jets.
Good stuff. Now, again, previously in your career, you played at Wichita Thunder, and I know that's where you worked with the coach previously, Malcolm Cameron, and was, of course, your coach there. So what was he like to work with, and how excited are you to be working with him again?
Yeah, me and him had a lot of success in Wichita. We were a playoff team, and we lost in the first round of the playoffs, but we gave one good push to the team that ended up winning it all. And, you know, we had their backs against the ropes and stole a couple games, but they eventually won and then went on to win it all. But me and him, we had a we had a good relationship going in Wichita. So he, you know, when he got the job in Glasgow, he called me up and was like, told me that they're in need for a goalie. And, you know, he wanted me to come in to be their guy. And it sounded like an interesting offer. So I got him in contact with my agent, and they got all the paperwork done, said and done. Now I'm here doing this interview.
Good stuff. Now, he was announced a couple of weeks ago, as you're probably aware. He gave you the call. I don't know if you watched his interview with my colleague Jerry when he was first announced. His appointment has proved to be quite popular with the fans. He came across really well. I did a separate piece with him for another media outlet I work for. Is he a straight-talking kind of guy in the locker room as well? Is that what you see is what you get with him?
Yeah, I think so. He's, you know, he'll tell you how it is, and he'll just be honest right up front with you. And I thought he was a great coach. He doesn't try and, you know, sugarcoat it. But, you know, he just wants the best out of the team and the best out of everyone. He wants to make sure it's getting done the right way. And I thought he was a great coach in Wichita, which is why we had the success we had that year. And I think he'll bring a lot of success to Glasgow as well.
Also note, you've got three brothers who have all played at different points in their career, two of whom have now retired. Peter and Troy have hung up their skates a little while ago now. What was it like growing up in a family where all four of you played hockey, and I dare say, I would imagine, quite competitively as well?
Yeah, we all went the NCAA route. My oldest brother, Harvard, and then the other brother, Babson, and then my younger brother went to Cornell up in New York. And, you know, we all grew up skating on the pond in winters across the street from our house. And that's kind of where we learned to skate. And there were a few opportunities when, you know, in a summer game where we would all be on the ice at the same time playing together. And that would always be a fun time whenever all of us were on the ice. It was just a fun experience just being able to share, you know, what you love doing with your brothers. And I had I was fortunate enough to play with my younger brother professionally when I was in the AHL with the Big Show Condors. He got called up for, you know, 10, 15, 20 games, and we actually got to play an AHL game together on the same ice, and that was just a cool experience that we both had that dream of playing pro hockey, and we got to do it together on the same team.
Now, I was looking at each of your brother's records, and I noticed, I thought maybe you were the youngest one, which is maybe why you ended up as the goalie, and that tends to be the way. How did you end up as the goalie then?
When I was just younger, I fell in love with it. When you're growing up, you kind of have the community gear that you pass around the locker room, and everyone gets a chance of playing goalie. And when it was my turn, I fell in love with it and would just ask, you know, if no one wants to try this week, I'll try at it again. And then finally we decided just making me a goalie full time. It worked out great with my family. They had someone to shoot on at all times, so they weren't complaining. We didn't have to force anyone to be it. I chose to be it.
And when I looked at the positions as well, one of them was a D-man, one of them was a sort of winger slash forward, and one of them was a forward as well. So it was a good variation between all of you.
Yeah, we almost had a full starting lineup going.
So, of course, you're at this stage in your career. You're coming to Glasgow. Do you have any expectations about what to expect when you come here? What you can expect from the crowd? It's going to be very different, I suppose, to what you would be usually coming to, I guess. But what are your thoughts on that?
I haven't really given it much thought. Still kind of trying to process, you know, more of the paperwork side. When, you know, what do I need to bring there and stuff, rather than, you know, what's it going to be like when I'm there? I'm trying to sort out kind of the big picture stuff before focusing on, you know, what's it going to be like over there. But, you know, I've only heard good things about it. And one of my good friends here, he went to Endicott College, and he said one of his either roommates or former teammates is actually there, who went to Endicott College out here in Massachusetts. And I forget what his name is, but I told him, you know, get him in touch with me so I can ask him about how it is.
So let's find out a little bit about you now, Shane. As a person, you're coming to Scotland. Are you the kind of guy that wants to come and explore Scotland? Have you got an idea of what you want to do while you're here?
Yeah, I definitely want to explore it a bit. So I told my mom, she's a big Harry Potter fan. And I know it's a lot of it's based off, you know, the Scotland and England. So I told her I'll go around taking pictures of everything for her and send them on over to her way. But, yeah, I want to do some exploring and, you know, see different areas. If I'm going out there, I don't want to just sit in my room all day. I want to kind of see, you know, a new area. And this is all a whole new experience for me. So I kind of want to see it and get the full experience.
Now, one thing I want to ask players, in an attempt to get to know them a little bit more away from the kind of hockey side of it, is there something you can tell us that nobody really knows about you? Is there something you do that nobody's really aware of? Do you do charity work that you've never told anybody? What kind of thing can you tell us?
Not so much charity work, but right now I'm just I'm helping little kids, and I think that's a fun experience, just coaching right now, and getting my foot in the door and, you know, learning how to coach little goalies. And I think it's kind of fun just seeing those little kids and how they look up to you. And I think that's just a special experience when, you know, I show up and they see this guy, I'm wearing Penguins or Oilers stuff, and they kind of look up to me, and it's kind of, you know, being a role model for them is kind of a cool experience for me, getting to see that side now that, you know, I'm helping out coaching these little kids and, you know, trying to show them the way. And I think it's kind of fun just seeing how they look up to me.
And finally, the last question, I'm going to ask all the guys this when I speak to them. What is your message to the Purple Army ahead of your arrival?
Honestly, I don't know. I'm just looking forward to getting there and winning some games. It looks like it's going to be some fun out there, and I'm looking for a fun season, but also a successful one.
Good stuff. Shane Starrett, thank you very much for joining us. Nice to meet you, and we look forward to seeing you in person later in the year.
Yeah, thank you. It was nice to meet you as well, and look forward to getting out there.
Shane Starrett is your first signing. Malcolm, you know him well from your time at Wichita Thunder. What does he bring to the team?
Well, he's huge. He's 6'5". So when you see him in the net, there's not a lot to shoot at. Quite an interesting, you know, story coming out of the Air Force Academy. But the Air Force Academy has done a really good job with producing goaltenders. He's the second actual NHL contracted goalie I've had come out of the Air Force Academy. About 15 years prior to that, I had a kid who was a San Jose Shark contract. Shane, very athletic for a big guy, really kind of grew into the role as a rookie with us. Took over as the number one guy, played the majority of games, was dynamite for us in the playoffs that year. The next year, he actually played one game for me, came down and had a shutout, 52 saves and a shutout, and was outstanding. And then he went on to an all-star season in the American Hockey League. Unfortunately, in the third year of his pro career, he got hurt and, it set him back a little bit. And, the NHL is ever evolving in terms of, players and ages and things like that. But he had a pretty good run over here. He was on an American League deal with the Wilkes-Barre Penguins last year, Pittsburgh's farm team, played on a bad team in Wheeling last year. But he's ultra competitive, and I know he's looking forward to this experience. And for me, in such an important position to be able to sign somebody I was comfortable with, that I've won with in the past, and I've seen have great moments in the net, certainly made it very easy for me.
That's what I was just going to ask you. Given that he's someone you already know, is it fair to say he's maybe someone that was relatively high up the list, especially for that position?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was right at the top of my list. And quite honestly, I was surprised that, he was interested in going to Europe, to be honest. Sometimes goaltenders make their way over a little bit later. But, he's a really smart guy. And, he's somebody who likes new experiences and things like that. So, and we had a really good relationship, a good player-coach personal relationship. So I think it was a good fit for us both.
And that's it for this edition of Clan Chat. Welcome to the club, Shane Starrett. We'll hear from more of the guys as the signings come thick and fast. Keep up to date with the latest news from the club at clanihc.com. That's the website. Like the official Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter at clanihc and on Instagram as well. Plenty more to come. We'll hear from the coach, Malcolm Cameron, in due course. But is there another one coming soon? We'll have to wait and see. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.